Chapter 11. Walter Hartwright's Return. Walter Hartwright continues the story.
I came back from Central America a changed man. Many of my companions were killed by disease, by Indians, or by drowning. I arrived in England on the 13th of October, 1850. I had left England to forget Laura Fairley, but she was still in my thoughts when I returned. I went first to my mother's house to tell her that I had arrived back safely. After an emotional reunion, I could see that my mother had some bad news for me. She knew why I had left England. I had no secrets from her. She also knew that I was waiting for news of Laura. "Walter," she whispered sadly, "I'm so sorry for you. Laura Fairley, Lady Glyde, is dead." My head fell on her shoulders. I had never stopped loving Laura, and now she was dead. 3 days later, I took the train to Cumberland to visit Laura's grave. I went to the cemetery where I had seen Mrs. Fairley's grave, and I saw the white cross that was now at the head of both the mother's and the daughter's graves. I read the black letters on the new stone. "In memory of Laura, Lady Glyde, wife of Sir Percival Glyde, born March the 27th, 1829, died July the 25th, 1850. I knelt down and laid my head on the white stone. "Oh, Laura, Laura," I cried. I heard footsteps and looked up. I saw two women looking at me. As they came closer, I saw Marion Halcombe's face. The woman next to her was wearing a veil. The second woman came slowly towards me, stood opposite me at the other side of the grave, and lifted her veil. Lady Laura Glyde was looking at me over the grave.